Chapter 3. Please Stay Involved in Politics. As Ted and I worked to deliver financial reform in a broader anti-fraud effort, I often recalled episodes from my more than two decades in Washington. I tried to draw on my experience to help me understand what was happening around me. I remember what Valerie Biden Owens, Joe's sister, told me the first time I met Ted. Ted doesn't have to worry because he's so close to Joe. It took me years to grasp all the ramifications of that sentence, but it didn't take me long to realize that attaching oneself like a limpet to a powerful, influential figure was the name of the game in D.C., or rather, the beginning of the game. It's certainly where I started. It also took me years to understand that if you weren't so close to Joe, you ought to be worried, because that meant something as well. In February 1987, I moved to Washington to join the Biden for President campaign. I rented a room in Alexandria from a man who told me he'd worked for almost 20 years for the Potato Chip Trade Association, or maybe it was the Trade Association for All Snack Foods. I remember thinking, there's a trade association for potato chips? His living room was adorned with framed photographs of him with famous senators and members of Congress. It was my first encounter with a power wall. I didn't know when I looked at the potato chip wall that I'd one day join the ranks of what I call professional Democrats, or that this should be a personal goal. Despite the photographic evidence, back then, I didn't understand what possible connection could exist between snack foods and senators, and I didn't foresee how the political culture of profit and ambition would, 23 years later, affect Ted's and my crusade to bring Wall Street to something approximating justice. I see it all now because a decade...